welcome to the final story of this year's Easter Bible Readathon.
Hi, I'm Bethany from Currajong, and I'm playing the narrator.
Hi, I'm Stephen from Gulliver, and I'm playing Jesus.
Hi, I'm Teddy from Annandale.
I'm Ethan from Currajong, and we're playing Jesus' friends.
Let's get started.
Jesus' friends were hiding in a room with the doors locked shut. After seeing Jesus die on the cross, they were afraid. Yet without any warning, Jesus appeared inside the room and spoke to them, saying,
"Peace be with you."
Jesus' friends were startled and frightened.
"Is this a ghost?"
"Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see the scar, and you can see that it is really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies like you see that I do."
Jesus' friends stood there filled with joy and wonder, saying,
"He really does have hands and feet."
But wait, something else happened. On another day, without any warning, Jesus appeared to his friends again and asked them,
"Do you have anything here to eat?"
They gave it to him and watched as he actually ate it.
Wow, he really is alive again.
A few days later, Jesus spoke to his friends again.
"It is time for me to go home to my Father."
This worried Jesus' friends, but they remembered that Jesus had encouraged them earlier, saying,
"There is a place for you. I'll get it ready, and you will know how to get there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now go everywhere and tell everyone the good news. I will not leave you on your own. I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised."
When they arrived in a village called Bethany, an amazing thing happened. Jesus lifted up his hands, blessed them, and was taken up to heaven. Jesus' friends were filled with joy, saying,
"Thank you, God, for all that you have done."
Thanks for listening to this year's Easter Bible Readathon. It really is good to be alive. Happy Easter!